It was 60 years ago that the U.S. Supreme Court delivered its Brown versus the Board of Education decision. In 1954, the justices ruled that separate but equal schools were unconstitutional, so school districts had to integrate students. Milwaukee chose to let families volunteer. It attempted to lure them by creating specialty schools. The state, meanwhile, approved Chapter 220. It allowed students to transfer across district lines. We revisit a state audit committee meeting held 30 years ago in Madison. It was evaluating how Milwaukee was doing when it came to desegregating its public schools. The upshot of a 1984 state audit was that Milwaukee's efforts to desegregate public schools were falling short. Dale Cadenaugh was state auditor at the time. He concluded that the impact of desegregation efforts had not fallen equally on all races.
More specifically, the impact of busing, the impact in terms of the closing of certain schools, students that are permitted to attend neighborhood schools as opposed to those who must be bused, has fallen more on black students and on black families than it has on white students and white families.
The upshot of a 1984 state audit was that Milwaukee's efforts to desegregate integrating schools were falling short. Milwaukee's assistant superintendent in 1984 was Bob Long. He concluded that the impact of desegregation efforts had not fallen equally on all races and convert about 20 of them to specialty schools.
More specifically, the impact of busing, the impact in terms of the closing of certain schools, students that are permitted to attend neighborhood schools as opposed to those who must be bused,
geographically,
has fallen more
in black attendance areas
black
or surrounding areas
and black
so that we forced white movement
white
into some parts
and
of the
white
city.
Families.
Of course, we
Cadenaugh
did that.
Concluded
at the time,
that in 1984,
integrating
MPS
students
was 51% black and
Milwaukee's
37%
superintendent
white.
In 1984
was Bob Long.
White enrollment.
He defended the district's decision to close nearly 50
many
neighborhood
schools
students would enroll in the city's
about 20
specialty
of them
schools,
to specialty
and
schools.
MPS would gradually become a segregated system for poor children. Served on a governor's task force on school finance. He said it appeared the only solution was mandatory integration,
so that we forced white movement into some parts of the city. And of course, we did that.
At the time, in 1984, MPS was 51% black
and
37% white, with steadily declining white enrollment. Dennis Conta predicted that not many white suburban students would enroll in the city's specialty schools, and MPS would gradually become a segregated system
unless
for poor children.
Mr. Chairman,
Conta had served on the governor's task force on school finance. He said it appeared the only solution was mandatory
white
integration.
And racial minority there, and its very large promise, which was the purpose of the legislation in 1975, without any mandatory provisions.
One parent testified at that state hearing 30 years ago, Larry Harwell, a black dad
in
Milwaukee.
Form or the other.
All we're talking about in this room is that white folks don't want to be around black
folks. Gradual mandatory provisions.
Everything else is covering up what we're really saying.
Unless that is done, Mr. Chairman,
no matter what else we do, if whites don't want to be around blacks,
for a very small
no
number
how we move
of
people around,
white children and racial
whites
minorities,
are find a way to put
and its very large promise, which was the purpose
flee
of the legislation
to another area
in 1975,
or leave the doggone city.
Is not going to be realized.
Harwell urged
one
state lawmakers
testified
to focus
at that state
hearing 30 years
schools,
ago, and
Larry
not moving
Harwell,
around
a black dad in Milwaukee.
Within the past decade or so, MPS has changed course
be
and begun
black
focusing
black
on neighborhood schools. Today, 60 years after Brown versus the Board of Education,
really
Milwaukee's district is primarily
no
black
what else
and
we
predominantly
do, if
poor.
Don't be
March
blacks,
Petroff,
89.7
WEWM.
No matter how we move people around, whites are going to find a way to put their kids in public schools or flee to another area or leave the doggone city.
Harwell urged state lawmakers to focus on improving schools and not moving around students. Within the past decade or so, MPS has changed course and begun focusing on neighborhood schools. Today, 60 years after Brown versus the Board of Education, Milwaukee's district is primarily black and predominantly poor. Marge Petroff, 89.7 WUWM.